This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tanis returns to the studio this time for
haters.
No, with less haters, maybe more sympathizers for the market wrap. The Thai baht has reached a new six-year record high. A Bloomberg report says that the central banker is finding it tough to stop the baht from surging.
Yeah, so basically the currency rose about 0.2% today at 30.22 per dollar, which is the strongest level since May 2013. So that takes it gains its the currency's gain to 7.6% this year alone, more than any of its emerging market peers except for the Russian currency. So this is all despite the Thai authorities putting some measures to control the strength, because it is seen as stifling the country's $505 billion economy. And among the measures include plans to relax capital controls to make it easier for locals to move money abroad. And the Bank of Thailand also called for more domestic investment to narrow the current account surplus.
So why is the baht's strength a concern? Because, I mean, in theory, you know, it strengthening should be a good thing. I mean, at least from my ignorant little brain.
Well, like always, I think for Thailand's case, it's a lot more. I would say they are affected by the tourism thing because Thailand is heavily reliant on tourism industry, which represents about a fifth of its GDP. So the exchange rate is not favorable for tourists, and that's hurting the economy. So the Tourism Council of Thailand last month revised down its estimate for visitor numbers this year to fewer than 40 million, citing that the baht is the biggest reason. And another theory is that when currencies become strong, exports tend to suffer. So you add both of these together, I think, for them, I mean, maybe for like for me, the ringgit is stronger, so it's good for me if I travel. But in that context, doesn't really apply in the economic landscape. So I think that's why the central bank is doing all these measures.
Now, moving on to Bursa, Vitrox Corp Berhad shares were sliding down today. What's happening there?
Yeah, so the share price fell as much as 48 cents earlier after the electronic component inspection equipment manufacturer, that's what they're doing, they reported their 9-month net profit, which missed all the market forecasts. So analysts have downgraded Vitrox shares against in the wake of the sentiment. So they're saying that Vitrox third quarter earnings fell by 51% year-on-year on the back of weaker revenue, and also likely caused by the trade war and the Huawei ban as well. So the counter closed 6% lower at 7 ringgit and 59 cent.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.